Well, it's time for Musical Musers once again on a Tuesday morning. It's brought to us by Globe Life Insurance and by Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm. It's my turn this week, and a shout-out to the City of Plano and the Texas Forever Fest for having local bands Midnight 30, The Selfless Lovers, and the little all-star band that I was a part of, along with Jason Lovell from Buffalo Ruckus, Mad Boggs from the Prophets and Outlaws, members of their bands, David Turner, the bass player for Buffalo Ruckus, Kevin Minahan played keys from the Bird Dogs, and Steven and James Guckenheimer, the brothers from Prophets and Outlaws, played drums and guitar, respectively. And it's the second straight year we've had this little side project, the All-Stars, and we all wore starred shirts, and we played each other's songs, and we had a great time. I've had so much fun with these guys the last 2 years, and this year, not only those bands played, but we played right in front of Caitlin Butts, who is a fast rising star in the Texas Oklahoma scene. She's incredible, old time voice that she has, and really creative writing style. And we played with one of my favorites, the great Wade Bowen, who I've become friends with over the years. He's been a Texas singer-songwriter for more than 20 years now. He is a superb writer. Songs like that, West Texas Rain, Saturday Night, Walking Along the Fence Line, Mood Ring, Turn on the Lights, One Step Closer, Say Anything, just some of his catalog, which now stretches hundreds and hundreds of songs. He's got a new record coming out. He has a single out right now called Raining on Me that we're going to hear in just a second. And he's performing the national anthem on Thursday night before the Rangers opener. It's been a great year for Wade. I found him in a really good place. We got a chance to talk on Saturday, and I'm really happy for him, because you hear this about performers or athletes. Hey, they're the nicest person you'll ever want to be around. That is so true about Wade. He's such a giving person. He's played Jub Jam before. He drove by the ticket compound that one time when we were camping out. He drove his bus by and said hey to us.
That was really cool.
A morning before he played Billy Bob's. He's just a guy you really enjoy being around, and I was able to do that the other day. So we talked songwriting. We talked about his new record and life with the great Wade Bowen. And I've started with his new album, Flying, and to tell us a little bit about that.
I named it Flying for a reason. You know, I wrote the song Flying, and I knew the moment I wrote it, I knew it was going to be the title track, which I always have a hard time naming records. So that's a good thing I had the title track from the beginning. I feel like, you know, right now in my career, I feel like this far into my career, it's a good feeling to feel like the happiest I've ever been, feel like I'm more confident, feel like I'm having more fun than I've ever had, and feel smarter and just more knowledgeable. I don't know. I just feel like feel better on stage, feel smarter in the studio, feel like I know what's going on more than I ever have. And so all of that, it encompasses that one word. I just feel like we are flying right now as a band. We're flying in my career, and I feel like this record really represents that. There's an energy to this record that I've never had, and that's the best way I've been able to describe this to people. I think there's a little bit of a different sound to this record that I think people are really going to like. There's from track to track, it's going to catch you a little bit off guard. They kind of stand out. It's a cohesive record, but they individually stand out on their own too, in a really cool way.
Death metal kind of stuff.
Yeah. Death metal into Waylon. there's a freedom nowadays, you know, that I kind of embraced. You can make songs. You know, people are more prone to listen to individual tracks now than they've ever been, right? Mm-hmm. They're less prone to sit down and listen to a record from start to finish, unfortunately, you know?
Yeah.
And so I kind of took that freedom with each individual track. And so I took that freedom and said, okay, well, I can do this with this song if I want to. I can do this with this song if I want to. I can do that with this song if I want to, and not worry about what's coming next in the other songs. And so it gave me a lot of freedom. And I think you hear that in the tracks individually.
How do you listen to music? Do you listen by track, or have you gotten back in the vinyl where you just sit down and listen to somebody's record?
I do both. I catch myself listening to a record from start to finish than I ever have, for sure. I mean, I just sat and listened to Casey Musgrave's record from start to finish on a road trip. So if I'm on a road trip driving, I still do listen from top to bottom if mm-hmm. I can. I don't take the time to like I used to. I just don't have the time anymore. And I think a lot of people do that. I think we all make excuses. I don't have the time anymore to do that. Unfortunately, I'm guilty of it as well. But I do it every now and then when I can. I still love to listen to a record from top to bottom and see why a person put a project together. I'm still old school like that. Yeah. I love to when I can.
James from our All-Star Band had a good question. Where'd you record it and who produced it?
Recorded this one at Curb Studios in Nashville. First time I've ever worked there. They remodeled it and redid everything. It's beautiful. They did a great job on the remodel and it sounds brilliant up there. And I produced this one on my own. This is the second record in a row that I've produced on my own. So,
could you have done that 20 years ago?
Produced it?
I guess you had to back then, didn't you?
Produced it? No, yeah. I couldn't have produced it. No, I couldn't have produced it 5 years ago, probably. I've learned a lot. I've taken a lot of time to learn. I'm still nowhere near where I need to be. There's producers that are producers, and I still really don't even know if I call myself a producer, but I surround myself with great musicians and great engineers and people that really help me get to where we are now, but I've learned a lot and I really love doing it. I really love being on the other side of that, and I really love, obviously I'm a songwriter, and so I love being on the other side of that of the songs. It's really fun for me to hear them in a different way and look at them in a different way and twist and turn them all kinds of different directions. It's fun.
See, I think that's a great skill for a songwriter like yourself, because you know what you heard in your head originally, and instead of a producer saying, hey, let's do this with it, now you have that freedom to say, this is the sound I want, whatever that is.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. I've never really been able to do that. With these songs recently, I think it just comes with that, like I was talking about earlier, like the confidence I have in the songs now, the knowing the arrangements and the where I want the songs to go. And I can feel that in the way that I'm writing now. I have a lot more confidence in the way that I write. So I think that carries over into the production as well. I kind of feel the arrangements a lot better, feel the lyrics a lot better, kind of know where I want the choruses to go, or their bridges to go, or just overall arrangements a lot better. So would a real producer probably have produced these better? I would say yes, maybe. I'm still learning a lot more, but would Jay Joyce or somebody have produced these better? Yes, for sure. But it's fun for me to learn and use myself as a guinea pig on myself, and experience that, get the experience under my belt. And then I'm really proud of the last record, and I'm even more proud of this one. I'm really proud of it production-wise. I think it sounds really good, and I'm really proud of the little intricate things that come out of the production that's a part of this project.
We're talking to the great Wade Bowen here on The Ticket. His new album is Flying. This is the single that is out now. It's called Rainin' on Me. And, we'll say we're playing it first in the world right here on The Ticket.
Whiskey and the tears coming down the sheet.
you find yourself writing differently now than you did 15, 20 years ago?
Maybe a little bit, but I still think I'm able to put myself in places and write about it. I mean, I think in life I've been there before for the most part, so you just find a way to go back and write or find a way to take a hook. And everything is, you know, I know everyone wants to think that everything is so diary and everything is so real to us and everything is so emotional, but I think we just, as writers and artists, we have to find a way to go back to places or write about characters, you know, put ourselves in. I mean, we're novelists or something at times too, you know. You have to write about characters or people that you see in airports or things like that. It's not always about the moment that happened to us. Everything is not always about the stories that make us cry or, you know, smile or laugh every day that happens to us. I mean, that'd be pretty boring for people. You know, that's nothing that drastic happens to me every day. So
yeah, but sometimes the ordinary, though, is so fascinating. Just like before these walls were blue.
Yeah.
That is true. And that, as a father of boys, that just wrecked me the first time I heard it. Still does.
Right, yeah. And those moments, you try to write them when they happen and do it as best you can. But this is my 10th studio album, and overall it's like I think it's my 15th or 16th album that I've done. So, you know, you're trying to fill records, man, you can't have that much emotion to write about, or I'd be messed up in the head, you know?
Yeah, I guess every song can't be.
They're not going to make a movie about my life. It's too boring, you know?
I don't know if I can
write about that much. But I think it's, you know, Billy Joel's always done a really good job of writing about characters. He reads in newspaper articles or what, you know, he just always finds these characters or these things to write about, just looking and watching people walking down the street or seeing them in airports or whatever. And so I think that's a really cool thing to be able to do sometimes as well. And I'm not saying I do that all the time, but, you know, I'm a very open diary style songwriter for sure. I write about my life a lot, but also you just kind of pick up on, I go back to my 25-year-old life sometimes look ahead in the future, maybe of what I would think my, you know.
This might be a
look to the head of some stupid mistake I make in the future. You never know. So,
well, thanks for your friendship through the years, and thanks for viewing the Bird Dogs as a legitimate band. You and Troy Aikman are really the only ones who view us that way, and we've really appreciated that through the years.
Hey, man, I love it. I love watching y'all, and I'm glad we get to share the stage every now and then. It's always fun, man. And thanks for always supporting us.
You bet.
That's my buddy Wade Bowen. Just listen to this song for 15 seconds. This is Before These Walls Were Blue.
Yeah, I thought that I knew love. Turns out I didn't have a clue. Before these walls were blue.
He is an amazing songwriter. And this song, as I told him, destroyed me. He wrote it about his life before he had boys, before these walls were blue, before he painted them. You know, they're getting ready to have kids for the first time. This line, now I believe in dinosaurs and toy trains and baseball. It's just awesome. And I thought it was an interesting conversation of songwriting as a very low-level songwriter. I just have fallen into, you know, writing what's happened to me. I think that's a difficult thing, at least for me, to write stories about other people. But I've tried to do that. He does an outstanding job. As he says, he's a bit of a novelist, just writing stories. And so often we take songs so literally. Oh, he went through that, she did that. Could, maybe, like this song, but so often it's just them writing a story that for whatever inspired him to sit down and write.
It's like any
lines.
Good fiction. I mean, you put stuff in there that you know emotionally resonates because you've experienced something like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can embroider and make characters that experience things that you don't.
Glad he's getting this big moment on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm really happy for Wade. As you could hear there, he's in a great place. His music's doing really well. He's throwing out the first, or no, he's not throwing out the first pitch, singing the national anthem. He's not blind. He's gay.
I mean, he's singing the national anthem.
He's singing the national anthem on Thursday night for the Rangers opener.
He's starting for the Rangers on the mound. No, wait, he's singing the national anthem.
His new album is Flying, and the song you heard before was Raining on Me. Good luck to the great Wade Bowen.